I'm Monica Ricks. Jury deliberations continue in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial in New York. CBS's Matt Piper is there and tells us jurors have been deciding this case now for more than 3 hours.
The judge told jurors to set aside any bias for or against Trump when reaching a verdict. He said when they were selected to serve, they vowed to decide the case solely on the facts and the law. The judge reminded them that they cannot draw a negative conclusion about the fact that Trump did not testify in his own defense and that he is not required to prove that he is not guilty.
Trump has pleaded not guilty, but his fate is now in the hands of 12 New Yorkers, 7 men and 5 women. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy has filed an election complaint against CNN, claiming the network colluded with President Biden and former President Trump to exclude him from its upcoming debate. It's not set to happen till late June, but right now Kennedy is only qualified to be on ballots in a handful of states. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Moldova today, where he's pledged $135 million in aid to help it fight Russian influence. But CBS's Kimmy McCormick says he also weighed in on Israel and its deadly weekend attack in Rafah.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is waiting for the Israeli investigation into the incident.
I can't tell you what weapons were used or how they were used.
But he said it highlights U.S. concerns about civilian casualties in Gaza.
Prosecutors have dropped assault charges against pro golfer Scottie Scheffler in Kentucky.
Mr. Scheffler's characterization that this was, quote, a big misunderstanding, close quote, is corroborated by the evidence.
Or maybe a lack of evidence. The police officer who claimed Scheffler dragged him outside the PGA Championship didn't turn on his body camera. Police in California have caught a fugitive known as the Bad Breath Rapist. He was convicted of rape and kidnapping in Massachusetts back in 2005, but escaped before sentencing. U.S. Marshal Chris Tamayo tracked him down nearly two decades later and arrested him during a traffic stop.
There was a moment of denial for him, I think in shock, where he, you know, didn't really want to say who he was, but he knew the gig was up.
That fugitive is now expected to be extradited back to Massachusetts soon. Officials in Edinburgh, Scotland are kicking out the homeless now to prepare for a flood of Swifties next week. They're required to accommodate the unhoused, but a shortage of hotel space, they're shuttling people to nearby Aberdeen, Glasgow, and as far away as Newcastle. Taylor performs there starting June 7th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our big deals page at WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two workers were critically injured when a forklift fell on them at the CNH plant in Mount Pleasant this morning. The two are in critical conditions with injuries not life-threatening. Former State Revenue Secretary Peter Barker's congressional campaign has been added to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee's Red to Blue program. That'll likely lead to organizational and fundraising support. A 17-year-old endangered girl has gone missing from a Kenosha group home. Her description and an image is at WRJN.com. Modine is collaborating with the city of Racine on cooling systems for electric buses. It's meant to extend battery range and lifespan. Part of the effort involves Racine acquiring more electric buses through federal grants. Carthage College is launching a program to provide training aligned with the area's manufacturing economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang-bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
High pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. Highs today cool in the mid-60s, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow, too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. You'll never know how much I really love you.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. There's the Beatles with John Lennon on vocals. It was on this date in 2007 that a piano used by John Lennon on the night he died was put up for auction. Went for $375,000.
16 vessel virgins were leaving for the coast. And although my eyes were open, they might just as well be closed. And so will I, as the mirror told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned the wider shade of fair.
Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Not too late.
local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers all here on WRJN. Next game coming up tonight at 6:40. Tough loss for the Brewers last night, so says Pat Murphy.
Robbing the home run's a huge moment. Credit to them. The throw from left field to the bang-bang play, key moment. They had some key moments and did what they had to do. Their starting pitcher was tremendous. He was great. That being said, you know, starting pitcher throw that well, and you have a couple things that changes games oftentimes. So hats off to them.
Yeah, it's the Cubs and the Brewers again tonight at American Family Field. First pitch at 6:40 and pregame just after 6 o'clock here on WRJN.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me?
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For more than 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in twice an hour weekdays with Stuart J. Waddle's local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is launching a new $100 million investment fund to help startups and entrepreneurs. The Wisconsin Investment Fund will invest in technology, healthcare, agriculture, manufacturing, and other kinds of businesses.
Starting a company is a very difficult job. It's risky and it's full of tons of work. And when it's a scientific company, it's even harder.
Jessica Martin Eckerly is CEO of Forward Biolabs. Half of the new startup money comes from the government, the other half from private investors. A 100-year-old World War II veteran who survived the D-Day invasion was celebrated during a parade in Wisconsin this week. Jack Kraszewski was part of Pulaski's Memorial Day commemorations Monday. He's going back to Normandy next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant police were the first to arrive to an industrial accident at the Case plant on Oaks Road this morning. They were called at around 10:30 for the report of two workers trapped underneath a forklift. The forks had been lifted off the victims by the time first responders got there. A statement says the two suffered significant injuries to their lower extremities. A pair of Flight for Life helicopters were called in, with the two flown to Milwaukee with critical but not life-threatening injuries. Modine and Ride Racine are getting together for a new transit effort. The Racine-based company that makes heating and cooling systems for vehicles is working with the city on reducing consumption on the buses. Racine has 9 electric buses that use Modine's special cooling systems to keep the batteries from getting too hot or too cold. That helps the electric buses go further on a charge and last longer before needing repairs. Racine is getting money from the federal government to buy 4 more electric buses, which will bring their total to 13. The new buses will also use Modine's cooling systems. A local college wants to help train local workers. Carthage College is launching a program called Product Management for Manufactured Goods. It includes instruction on product design, pricing, marketing, and promotion. It'll be delivered on campus with a remote attendance option. The college says the program aligns with the area's manufacturing-dependent economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
High pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. Highs today cool in the mid-60s, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. I'm Kurt Vollman, reminding you there are two types of people in the world, those who divide people into two groups and those who don't. local news and timeless hits on WRJN. That's Neil Sedaka, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. At that point, he had 8 top 10 hits, but that was his first number one hit. Now it's The Foundations, Build Me Up Buttercup on WRJN.
Why do you build me up?
Escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love. silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is in the studio. And Stuart, a study found that fast food breakfast sandwiches quickly have a negative effect on the body. Within 2 hours of eating those sandwiches, test subjects saw their blood flow slow down by 15% to 20%.
And this is just breakfast sandwiches?
Breakfast sandwiches. Well, I'm sure it's other fatty foods too, but this study was specifically breakfast sandwiches. See, I don't see this as a bad thing. Here, follow me with this, okay?
I'm with you.
All right. Eat a breakfast sandwich, and within 2 hours, your blood flow slows down by 15 to 20%. That's when you shave.
Ah, look at you. More life tips.
Right?
Who needs John Tesh?
Always
you.
Always thinking. All right, Stuart's going to keep us up to date throughout the day with local news on WRJN.
Certainly.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of Racine's Harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceanera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer and arrange a tour at festivalpark.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I love my dog and my cats, but that is not always the feeling I have about them when I am doing my budget. Holy moly, pets can be expensive. So I found a few ways to save money on my pets without feeling like I'm cutting corners. Number one, some vet offices offer a bulk buy for a set of appointments, which can cut down on the per-visit cost of checkups. Number two, look around for online deals for pet food. I was resistant to this one for a while, but I found a subscribe and save deal at Chewy.com that was significantly cheaper than what I was paying for near my house. Number three, Craigslist. Craigslist might have it for free or close to it, and it's worth a check for things like a harness or washable toys or pet supplies. I got my dog's crate at Craigslist. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hints are back on WRJN. News coming up at the top of the hour.
Hear my plea. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.